At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're going to hear that on Sunday. Eagles, Chiefs, 425, America's Game of the Week. And you know who's favored? The Eagles. And they're going to win this football game. I expect them to. Kyle expects a blowout. Hugh's just hoping.
You're going to kill him.
Kill him, Hugh.
Come on, Hugh.
Kyle, so violent for the weekend.
You're the one saying that I was talking about killing folks.
I'm just saying.
Poor choice of words.
Yeah,
we could do better.
We're going to go out and we're going to win the football game.
There you go. I do have
so, very buttoned up.
Yeah, no,
yeah, gotta yeah. be.
And I don't sense any confidence out of Hugh Douglas.
I
actually smell fear.
Here we go. No, it's not either of those things, kind sirs. Mm. It's. I'm thinking about the Kansas City Chiefs. Andy Reid in the position that they're in. They're backed into the corner. Who is the receiver? The one that got hurt last week, right?
Worthy.
Xavier Worthy. They're trying to get him right so that he can actually play. Like was he questionable? He's questionable still in this upcoming game. So they're going to probably better living through chemistry in him. And what I mean by that is they'll probably try to, if it's a pain thing, and if it's one of those situations where He won't make it any worse. He might play.
He might. I do wonder with a receiver though, can he lift his arm to make the catch
that's
he the normally
thing.
Makes?
That's the thing. Like since we're here, it used to be. I don't know how much that's changed, but you know, there's certain things you can take, man, and make mask all that pain. As long as it's not doing any more damage,
right?
You know, you can get out there and play.
Now, if he plays, and I'm not saying he's not Jamar Chase, but if he plays, that does change the game a little bit, right? Because as of right now, I don't think they have any receivers that really are going to keep me up at night.
They're going to make you nervous.
Yeah, even if they get matched up on Adoree, which, again, I'm sure Andy's going to try to match up whatever his best is on Adoree as much as he can. If Worthy plays, that makes it a challenge because he's good. I mean, he's a guy, and he's got great speed, and he can beat you down the field. I'm not sure if he's going to play. We'll check the injury report today. He does have a pretty big shoulder injury. By the way, speaking of injuries, before we go back to the phones here, Dallas Goedert, not at Eagles practice for the third straight day. I think it's very unlikely Dallas Goedert's playing. I mean, 3 missed practices in a row. When Elliott was on and broke the news a couple days ago to the afternoon show, they kind of surmised a 25% chance he plays. I don't think he's playing in this game. So we'll find out with the final injury designations. All right, we'll get to guess the takes here. First, let's get to the phone calls. Self in North Philly is up on WIP. What's up, Self?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Self, what's up?
Hey, listen. I got like 3 key points real quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
First off, remember last year AJ said he didn't feel the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? It didn't really hit him.
Yes.
That's because I feel like he wasn't involved that much. So I guess that's why it didn't really hit him. He didn't really feel like he made that much of an impact towards winning it. But then I fast forward to this first game this season. And after the interview, Jalen was like, you know, Saquon and he are yin and yang. And it was just like, yo, okay, there's definitely an issue because before, like some of the other callers said, AJ and Jalen was like right arm, left arm. You know what I mean? Like they was buddy, close group. Like, but now it's like more of a Saquon, Jalen tandem. You know what I mean? So I definitely think there's a problem, you know, between AJ and Hurts. And four, Elliott lost to Jolly only because even though he said the player shouldn't, you know, accept a loss, no player or no fan should be expecting or accepting a loss before the game even starts. Now, after the game, depending on how they play, then you say, okay, I can accept that loss. I can take that loss. But never before a game.
So, Self, I do agree with that. Here's what I would say. There are circumstances where you kind of know what's about to happen. Like, let's just pretend Jalen couldn't play this week, right? He had a concussion or something. And we had to start Sam Howell. I probably would anticipate and accept a loss, right? To go with Sam Howell into Kansas City, you're probably going to lose. But the Eagles are the healthier team, Self. Like, that's why I can't accept a loss. They're the healthier team in this game.
Yeah, but is the difference between accept the loss and expect the loss? You know what I'm saying? I'll expect the loss with Sam Howell, but I'm still not accepting the loss.
I get it.
The objective is to go in and win the game.
Of course.
Period, no matter who's playing.
No, I agree.
And for the last thing, who I would like to see go in the ring with Hugh, I would like to see Hugh and a speed dating ring with Jalen Daniels' mom. You know what I mean? I want to see
the speed dating ring.
Speed dating ring.
I want to see the block. Yeah, I want to see the dodge block will actually take his shot. You know what I mean?
All right,
yeah,
so.
You know, I got that full court press.
Yeah, I know. We know you do. Did you see? She was on the sideline last night.
I saw her. I did.
DMs.
DM still dry to the mofo.
They still dry. The DM still dry.
Her son kind of took a butt whooping last night.
They did. She might need to be consoled.
What's the bigger thought after that game last night? Are the Commanders not quite as good, or are the Packers for real, for real?
I don't know if you can say the Packers are for real, but the Commanders might take a step. Young quarterback might take
a step. The Commanders are overrated, just as I thought.
Maybe.
Definitely.
No, maybe. Here's what's standing out. I want to see what happens Sunday when the Lions play the Bears. Mm-hmm. If the Lions, because the Commanders put up 400 yards their first game. If the Lions go out on Sunday and rock the Bears and move the ball like they did last year, then the common denominator is those teams still move the ball, but when they play the Packers, they don't. It's been a pretty impressive start for the Packers.
Well,
so you're trying to say the Packers, you might feel like they're legit.
If they look pretty
well,
good.
Well, you're never as good as bad as you are in the first few weeks of the season.
The Saints were 2-0, like 90 total points
in
the first 2 weeks.
The Packers have good players.
I know. I understand that. Yeah. But like just – because
don't
like,
we see Carr on TV doing television?
Oh, yeah, they got him out of there.
Chilling.
Yeah.
I'm not about to like determine that the Packers are great based on what the Lions do to the Bears this week. What I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. And it's not about the 2-0. It's like they've been in the playoffs 2 years in a row, and now they look like they've taken a better step.
Even though I did just declare the Commanders overrated.
You did, yeah. We pick
whatever
and choose.
Whatever fits my agenda.
We pick and choose our agendas.
I'm undefeated in debates at WIP.
Well, you can be. That's
I am.
Yeah. Jolly's not.
I've never been wrong.
Yeah.
I ain't said nothing. I ain't opened my mouth. I ain't said a word about nobody.
What do you want to say?
Nothing. I ain't got nothing to say, Joe. I feel like you're being a little hostile.
I haven't stood up yet, but I could.
It does bother Joe.
Because it's nonsense.
No, like, Joe, we sit here every day. This is what gets me. We sit here every day. And people say mean and hurtful things to you every day.
Yeah, but Jolly thinking he's undefeated killed you.
Well, hold on. The audience, they're allowed to have whatever reaction they want. That's the way this works. Jolly's got to watch himself.
That just blows my mind.
You want to step in the ring for Jolly?
that just blows my mind.
No, I can't. This is why I get annoyed during the debates. He thinks he could just say whatever he wants and no one's going to check him. He gets checked on this show.
Let's go.
I love him, but I got to check him when he's saying nonsense.
I just find that fascinating. Like, out of all the things that we deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah, but I can ignore those. Jolly's right there in front of me claiming he's 7-0. I mean, the guy got rocked in our debate. And I don't even know which ones he won. I guess he won the spike one just because he got spiked so mad.
But he didn't bring
anything factual to that besides Daryl Morey's a loser.
But here's the thing.
Which is funny.
But here's the thing.
And kind of true.
It's not so much that he won. It's just that when somebody says to you that he won, you get triggered.
And you think this is just hilarious.
Because Kyle set that up perfect, though. He did set that up pretty perfect.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Glenn, it's real funny. Let's go to Anthony Margate. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, Anthony? Man?
First-time caller, long-time listener. I expect the Eagles to win on Sunday, but you and Joe, you both bring up good points, and it's going to have to be an exceptional game plan for the Eagles to win, and they're going to have a good defense to win against Kansas City there in Arrowhead.
Well, they are, and they're going to have to limit mistakes. I mean, you know, turnovers and those kind of things. And Hughes brought up a lot today, penalties and all that stuff. Like that's the kind of stuff the Chiefs rarely beat themselves, especially at home in the regular season. So we got to
tighten up, man. You got to tighten up.
Yeah.
It's the stupid penalties, the undisciplined penalties that hurt them.
Well, and we saw that last week. They had a lot. The first half of that game, they were lucky that Jalen and the offense kept scoring, because otherwise their defense had a lot of nonsense penalties to start that game last week. Anthony, what are you thinking here? Who would you like to see in the ring with Hugh Douglas?
You know, last week before the Dallas game, somebody called in and gave you a real ration of nonsense. Herb from the Northeast.
Anthony, that's a big answer, man.
You want to play with me?
Herb did give you a lot of nonsense.
Yeah, but Herb ain't got no legs though, so that would not be.
He works
fair.
The upper body.
Keep your mouth down and shut, boy. Like the WWE.
Anthony, it's a great answer. You're in the mix of the Tyson
Herb in a while.
Get your head out of your ass.
Yeah, we ain't heard from
Herb. I'm telling you, Herb's got a shot to be the winning answer here. After what happened last week,
we like to bring up the past, huh? It was like a couple weeks ago.
You were bringing up a debate I had with Jolly 2 Junes ago, bringing up the past.
I brought up your current pain when they say he beat you. That bothers you.
Well, it's all a part of the resume. You're 0-2 versus Jolly then.
We can tell lies.
I don't do that. I just think it's kind of
It's fascinating
that he gets under your skin like that.
No, he's not under my skin. You guys are under my skin. It's not him. He's gone. I'm good with Jolly. I said bye to him. We're great.
Okay. That's right. Okay.
Jolly's a showman. He's wrong, but he's a showman.
Does he know that he's a showman?
I'm not sure.
Like he's a sage.
Donald in Chester's up. What's up, Donald?
Yo, what's up?
Hey, Donald, what's up?
What's going on?
I don't know. I seen a clipping of AJ talking about that they had rolled the coverage over there to him. So and it didn't seem like he was upset about not getting the ball.
So he didn't, Donald. And I thought after the game, he said the right things. What struck me this week is, we could play it again, Donald, for everyone who missed it earlier. So Sirianni said something complimentary to him and to Devontae and to Goddard. Like, hey, week to week, it's not about how many catches you get. It's about the other stuff you do to help us win. And you're all part of this. And then when AJ was asked about that, listen to what AJ said when he was asked about the compliment he got even though he didn't get the ball much.
Oh, I didn't like it. I'm not, honestly. I mean, it's cool to make an example out of it, but I'm not in it for participation trophies. I'm cool on that.
It doesn't sound like he's in it for participation trophies, Donald.
So crazy.
It don't sound like he was that cool either.
Well, I guess he just, I mean, in my opinion, I guess he's just not used to, winning yet. I mean, that would be my opinion.
You know, that makes so much sense, actually.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like it just means like, just sounds like, because I mean, like the team is built for what Sirianni said. It is. I mean, it's a good thing we're not going to go up against, you know, a secondary like the Cowboys had. I have to give them their props. Bland and Trayvon are good, mm-hmm. you know. So somebody else had to come through. So when it was Hurts, so I mean, I just don't agree with that with AJ.
Well, I don't know exactly where his motivation is coming from, but I can guess this. Part of it is getting the football. I mean, like, he needs the ball to feel like he's participating. So I want to get it to him this week. So he's rowing in the same direction as everybody else. Donald, what do you got for us? Who do you want to see get in the ring for Hugh Douglas?
You know who I was thinking to see? I would love to see Chuck from Mount Airy get the ring.
I believe Chuck actually boxed. Yeah.
I mean, me and Chuck don't have beef.
No, this is the exhibition.
Not currently.
Yeah.
You said not currently.
Well, you heard Iron Mike. He didn't have any beef with Floyd Mayweather. And then you know what happened. Donald, we appreciate it. All right, so Chuck from Mount Airy submitted there. Can I point one thing out about A.J. Brown?
Well,
Donald said he's not used to winning. He's never lost. So the Eagles are obviously better than the Titans, right? We all know this.
Yeah.
But when he was in Tennessee, they weren't bad. I mean, he's... I don't believe A.J. Brown has never – I don't believe A.J. Brown has ever had a losing season in his career. His rookie year, they went 9-7 in Tennessee. Then 11-5. Then 12-5. Then he got traded here, and the Eagles, where they going, 14-3 and got to the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Then 11-6. Then 14-3 and won a Super Bowl. He's literally never had a losing season. I don't know what that means. He doesn't know what it means to win. All he does is win.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's super competitive.
I think you're right.
I think he's an anomaly. And I think that when you listen to him speak, I think, and it's going to be hard for people to do, just try to you know, figure out what he's actually trying to say. Because it's easy to hear what he says and compartmentalize that and say, oh, well, he's being a malcontent. I think that, you know, he does what, like, I've never heard of coaches say, and even Nick said, he did other stuff to help them win. He just said, that's not what I'm trying to do. But it's like he did it, but that's not what he's trying to do. Like, let me put it in perspective for you. I didn't like to play the run when I played. But I had to in order to play the pass.
Right. You wouldn't have been on the field if you didn't.
And, you know, I remember telling a story where Trot, we used to say that. I used to tell Trot, forget you. I didn't say forget you. I told him, F you. I'm not trying to do that. And him talking to me and say, hey, man, if you do this, this, and this, then you will be in a better position to do that. So it's to me, I listen to it and I kind of hear the same thing because that's what it is. I didn't like doing that, but that's a part of it, you know, and I want the other half. That's just like me going into a game and playing a run and the quarterback don't throw it. Now I'm feeling some kind of way because I'm like, Dad, why you know what I mean? So I kind of get where he's coming from.
I do too. This is where Sirianni has to play psychologist sense, right? Like, we all say, do what it takes to win the game on Sunday. I want that,
and
too.
And he did that.
And they did. But at some point, do you have to kind of throw him a bone?
I want to be rewarded.
Yeah, right. So just so you keep him engaged. So as the season goes on.
That's a good word to use, Joe, because that's what we're talking about. Because as a football team, you know, you always hear the same cliches. There's no I in team. And, you know, your chain is only strong as the weak and link and da-da-da, all that good stuff. There are going to be weeks where it's like that, and you have to stay locked in. Now, I don't think he's not locked in, but he probably would like to be involved in the game plan. But I don't think that you get him involved so much in the game plan that it's a detriment to the team as a whole.
Yeah, it's a tough balance, and especially for Petullo. I mean, the guy just started. I mean, he just started calling plays last week, and now he's got this. Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. all season long, starting just $30 for the first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, let's grab Chuck, who we just heard his name, and then we got to get to our guest that takes for week number two. Chuck!
Wait a minute, hold up, Chuck. We got beef. We ain't got beef, do we?
Hey, hold up, man. Joe Gilio, what's good, Gilio?
Chuck!
What's up, hey, man?
I ain't got no beef. Listen, that's just, hey, don't be putting me in the ring with Hugh Douglas, man. You know what I mean? That's a different weight class. You hear me? Now, listen, I got the skills to pay the bills, but listen, that's a big old tree you got to chop down. I'm getting too old to be chopping down trees like that. You know what I mean? For real. Like, hey, listen, man. But if you said Spike Eskin in the ring with me, give me two rounds with Spike. I'll kick his ass.
You
two?
Need two?
Two feels like a lot.
Yeah, it feels like one.
No, just give me two. Yeah, I mean, I just want two with him. I want him, you know, first round. I want to soften him up.
Play with the fruit a little bit.
Brutalize him. You know what I mean? Now, listen, all jokes aside, though, right? You know, this is crazy that, you know, we got people calling up here trying to justify the way, you know, AJ is feeling, you know, they think is wrong. You know, this guy is a wide receiver, and I'm an Eagles fan, and I do think team first. And I'm glad we went in and all that. But I look at it from his point of view, too, man. You know, he has a legacy he got to keep up. You know, you want the guy to be in the Hall of Fame. He wants to probably be in the Hall of Fame. You know, his next contract, all types of things, man. His numbers is dwindling. You know what I mean? And he's doing everything he can to sacrifice himself for the team. I don't mind A.J. Brown feeling the way he feels. Like, seriously, what Sirianni said, also, you know, if you're going to say that, you know, with Sirianni, you know, whatever he says, and he feels like his team first, don't say it out loud, man. You know, knowing this guy didn't have no catches all game long. I wouldn't have said that. You know what I mean? I just think he wasn't right for saying that. We know his team first, but at the end of the day, you got some guys that's supposed to get the ball more than others. A.J. Brown is one of those guys, man. This is starting to turn into the Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley show. And I don't mind it as a fan because we're winning. But at the end of the day, if you get A.J. Brown involved, it makes it a lot easier on those two guys, and the team is much better. But I don't mind A.J. feeling the way he's feeling. When these fans calling up here talking about A.J. shouldn't be feeling the way he's feeling, and as long as the team winning, tell him that when he go to go try to sign his next contract. Tell him that when he you know, the Hall of Fame is up, you know, and his career ending, and he realized that he spent most of his years here, whereas though they don't throw the ball to him. You know, I feel he's in the right to feel the way he feels about his numbers right now.
I think it's a good point and a fair point to bring up, especially as his career goes on and he's probably thinking about those things. All right, Chuck, who do you want to see get in the ring with you?
Man, look, I tell you, you know, the only person I think I'd like to see get in the ring with Hugh Douglas, and this guy used to play against Hugh, or with Hugh, I'm going to say John Runyon.
Ooh.
I would love to see John Runyon, because I'd like to see those practices that Hugh and John used to have back in the day. Training camp.
See,
that was
my night. Trey was my nightmare. That was Trey. I beat Trey like a drunk. He know that.
Chuck, good stuff, man. We appreciate you. All right, we got a John Runyon submission. All right, let's get to guess the takes here for week number two.
It's time to guess the takes.
You know what? Why don't we let Hugh Douglas go first? Because he was cooking this up in the lab. This take you're going to hear out there on Monday morning.
Hey, y'all ready for this?
Yep.
And I just found out that some folks out there stealing my thunder.
What do you mean?
Yeah, because the Jets. The Jets going to beat the Bills this weekend, right? Hmm. And we're going to be talking about Justin Fields as a top 10 quarterback. He's going to be on fire this week.
Excuse based me? On QBR, you're going to rank him.
I feel attacked, but I'm going to let that one go.
I forgot about Hugh's bit where he brings out the take that he guessed people are going to be saying Friday.
And he's going to say.
So if Hugh comes on and says Justin Fields is the top 10 quarterback.
It's a good trick.
Then technically
right.
he guessed
I didn't,
the take.
But see, no, I'm just saying. He's
he did play well in week
one. He played well.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see if he continues.
They're not going to beat the Bills, but.
They're going to beat the Bills this weekend.
Guy was basically parading around in his old Jets jersey around here. We were like, calm down, man. All right, I like that
J-E-T-S.
Oh, gross.
They win this weekend.
You and Fireman Ed. That's enough.
That's
okay. All right, here's mine. You're going to hear after Sunday, when the Bears look like crap again and Caleb Williams is not playing well, that he's not going to last the season. Ben Johnson did not draft this guy. And they re-signed their backup quarterback during the preseason. That was weird. I think Caleb Williams is going to get benched at some point this season. He's not Ben Johnson's guy. You're going to hear that take after they lose on Sunday in Detroit.
Who was it? I'm not a big fan of Danny Cannell, but it was funny. He said something where, I guess, when Caleb came out there, he had on a T-shirt underneath his shoulder pads.
Like a long gray T-shirt, yeah.
He said once he saw that he knew that they were going to lose.
There was no swagger to that look. None at all. All right, Kyle, what do you got? Guess the take for week number two.
Yeah, we counted out Aaron Rodgers too early.
Oh, boy.
He's got another year left in him, and by the end of the season, MVP conversation.
Which would be 5 for him? Mm-hmm. That's a lot of MVPs. All right, that's not rooting for that one. Because
what are you groaning about over there? You said the Jets are going to beat the Bills.
No, I didn't say anything, Kyle.
Aaron Rodgers.
Being a little hostile.
Okay.
You being a little hostile.
I don't know, did you watch the Steelers-Jets game?
It was a shootout. 2 top 10 quarterbacks.
Yeah,
that's what you saw.
That's what I saw. That's what I saw.
MVP and another top 10.
You guys are nuts. All right. On the other side, we'll get to you people. I will put together a same game parlay for the Eagles and the Chiefs. Plus, our winner for today, the best answer we got, wins those tickets to the Tyson Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.